was like a big firework that was like super duper duper like close. Like if like somebody did a firework that didn't launch off like in your ear, that's kind of how loud.
What were you most scared of?
I was scared about if I would get hurt. I was worried about like everybody getting like hurt and injured.
So you heard it, someone grabbed you?
My teacher just jumped on the floor and she kind of like motioned like for me to get down. And so then me and my buddy just followed her. And then she kind of grabbed my hand a little bit.
What was it like with your buddy holding your hand like that? How did that make you feel?
A little bit safer.
Did it feel like she was kind of watching out for you?
Yeah.
Okay, and you run to the Starbucks?
Yeah. They were letting us, like, try and call our parents and stuff.
You know, you're sitting here as your daughter is describing this. What are you thinking?
It's just very surreal. It's hard to believe that it was, you know, that we're in reality right now. The feeling that I had searching was easily the worst feeling I've ever felt. I just needed to find you. It's so, felt so much relief when I did.
A lot of kids might be scared to go to their school because of what happened at your school. What do you want to tell them?
I'd probably tell them that it's okay to be afraid a little bit, but it's actually kind of rare to what happened, so you don't have to be that worried.
Give your dad a hug. So much bravery, so much composure. And as we think about what they were doing then and now as they get back, we think about, of course, those next moments. And we asked June what she learned from these moments and what she can take away from this experience. She said she learned it's okay to be nervous and it's okay to be upset and that she personally likes to talk things out. June and her little sister, physically unharmed, of course, emotionally, Maurice, they're going to be scars. We also talked to their dad about what the next steps are going to be, and they just said they have to take it one step at a time, and they'll get back into the routine.